Communicating speed limit reductions to motorists can be a complicated part of a speed reduction strategy. Numerous studies, including speed limits by Best Highway Safety Practices Institute, have concluded that just posting a reduced speed limit sign by itself does not slow traffic down. Drivers must perceive the need to reduce their speed and be aware of the consequences for noncompliance. Motorists typically slow down when they see or experience large equipment and work crews located close to moving traffic, roadway restrictions such as a temporary crossover or narrowed lanes, temporary traffic barriers near the edge of their travel lane, presence of a speed enforcement activity. It is a situation they see and not the reduced speed limit sign itself that causes drivers to reduce their speeds. However, such voluntary speed reductions are typically less than 10 miles an hour and often closer to 5 miles an hour. Warning signs may not be enough to slow down traffic to a safe traveling speed. Combining warning signs, additional temporary traffic control devices, and other techniques can increase compliance with speed reductions.